I would be more inclined to support 11 instead of our current proposal.
Okay. 12. I'm at 12.
Oh, you're at 12.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were 9. Okay,
I'm 12. At 12.
I think Governor Root meant 14.
Board of Governors Chairman Dean Colson found himself in the role as auctioneer as his board haggled over how big a tuition increase each state university should get. The process was long and fraught with tension as university presidents anxiously waited to see whether their tuition plans would get through, or in the case of Florida State, Florida A&M, and several others, get changed. That led one board member, Ava Parker, to say,
"Certainly doesn't seem to be, and maybe you guys say there was never any method to our madness, but it really seems to really not to be the method to our madness right now."
When officials took up Florida State University's 15% request, the process continued in much the same way, with the board first voting down the 15%.
Hassani?
No.
Beard?
Yes.
Carter?
No.
Kuntz?
No.
Then trying a lower number.
Kuntz?
No.
Parker?
No.
Perez?
Yes.
Robinson?
No.
Before an exasperated FSU President Eric Barron finally had enough.
That's an amazing message that the ranked universities in this state and the research universities in this state will get the least resources to advance students. Those are the universities that are supposed to keep the best and brightest students in this state.
I would hope that we have a minute of silence.
Mr. Chairman, I changed my vote.
Right.
With board member Norman Tripp reversing his earlier no vote, the board finally approved a 13% rate hike for FSU. Next up, Florida A&M. The board previously expressed concerns over the school's low graduation rate and high student loan debt, but board member Ava Parker noted the school also faces lots of challenges in the upcoming year.
I guess my thoughts are that the university is really going to struggle this year based upon all the external factors and that they're going to need the extra income.
FAMU is facing a public relations nightmare stemming from the fallout over the hazing death of a drum major several months ago and audit problems. While the state board said its initial 15% request was too much, it finally settled on a 12% rate hike. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.